Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin's a criminal. Of all the people on the show, the guy who commits the most crimes is Kevin.
I disagree.
Okay.
I will say I'm an accessory. I don't believe I'm a criminal.
Explain yourself. What happened
right.
this weekend,
okay,
Kevin?
So this weekend, my wife and I were grocery shopping, and we were at Walmart, and we do the self-checkout, and we put everything in the cart, and we're walking out, and we even got stopped by somebody there, you know, the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper of the receipt checker.
Yes, and they checked the receipt and everything, and I said, okay, great. We walk out to the car. We start putting our groceries in the car, and then Sarah, my wife, notices that we have a bunch of thread underneath the little seat there of the cart that we didn't pay for. And I'm tallying it up and going, that's about $5-6. We should probably go back and pay for that. And she goes, nope.
No. Blame the wife.
She goes, no, because if we go in, it's going to create more issues, more drama. Plus, we're going to get the checker in trouble, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah, you guys were looking out for
yeah,
that
guy. Yeah, he's really looking out for her.
He should get in trouble because he wasn't doing his job right. And then look, you ended up stealing.
Yeah, I thought to myself, I was like, wow, what would have happened if we would have gotten stopped? What are you trying to do with this? And you're like, okay, yeah, we're going to pay $150 for the groceries, but we're going to try to save $5 on thread.
I'm really getting this yarn.
Right.
Times are tough.
Black market, man.
But, okay, now you can say it's part of my
rap
sheet.
That you're a criminal, yeah.
Yeah, you could say that.
That you're a criminal, yeah.
That I took it home and we have used it since. But what do you do? It's under, like I said, about under $6-7.
No one in the history of grocery shopping has ever gone back.
Yeah,
for something that's $5.
My best friend always goes back.
See, for $5 worth of stuff.
Yes. I would have so much anxiety and feel like it was like a whole scheme, and then I'd get like arrested for it later on that I feel like I'd have to
and
go
Hannah,
back.
You literally steal stuff steal every other day.
That's different. I'm consciously stealing.
Who do you think is listening? Does she think someone from the company's listening?
Yeah, what is this change of? Yeah.
Right.
Who are you? Like doused in holy water all of a sudden. Oh, I would always go back.
Right.
I would never do that. Look, who is listening? Your aunts, your uncle? What is happening? You would never go back, ever. You steal on purpose.
It's different stealing from work than from a store.
Oh.
Is it?
Is
yes!
It? No!
You're
Walmart.
Stealing from someone who's going to fire you.
Yes, work stealing. Our company we know is broke. They went through like a public bankruptcy.
Yep.
Walmart's doing good, guys.
Yep, yeah.
This is supposed to be about Kevin being a thief.
I was appreciating you taking the heat off of me, Hannah, so thank you.
Walmart is rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
Walmart is good. Well, like, guys, I think Walmart's like, it's cool.
I know, but I don't want to lose the self-checkout. I don't want to be the guy.
Kevin, you're not going to be the one.
I don't want to be the guy.
To be like, you know what? That's the last straw on the camel's back.
Yeah, Walmart.
We're done. Damn sewing stuff is missing. That's it.
I can't wait for the public's like press conference for Walmart. Like, guys, we were doing self-checkout and it was all going smooth until this guy in St. Louis stole this stuff at the self-checkout and it ended.
Mm-hmm.
It ended, and I hope that it's a note for everybody.
Yeah.
And if you're Hannah, it's cool. We know you would have went back. That's what they say. They're going to say it at the press conference.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.